Friday. Hey, we're here again tonight. Monday night. Monday night, the beginning of another week, our third week of broadcasting here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Hello to all of our affiliates, and hello to everyone out there listening to us, however you may be. This is Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. And that's what we are, as long as we can be, right? Well, we hope to be for some time to come. And we know that we're living in, we're living in perilous times, and times in which anything can happen at any moment to destroy our freedoms. And we know that that is the goal of this group of people, this maybe disjointed group of people, and independent groups of people that intend on controlling us. And they certainly won't quit. There's no question about it. And, well, I think we should do the same. I remember the old broadcasting promotional for a Bible-oriented program that went something like this. And it said, if you were accused of being a Christian after it was made illegal, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And I thought about that and said, that's absolutely quite an observation indeed. Would there be enough evidence to convict you of being a Christian, of being someone who believes in Christian liberty and in freedom and in America? I dare say that many of us probably wouldn't be convicted because there wouldn't be enough evidence of our support for these principles, as is Satan and his devotees. Well, tonight we're going to talk about control. Gun control, cigarette control, seatbelt control, other forms of control. And what is happening to America in the name of peace and safety? Very interesting topic. But before we do, I want to mention, of course, last Friday, as you know, we had Robbie's Reels on, Robert J. Herman, our film critic. And sure enough, as Rick Adams pretty much prognosticated, we know that Mel Gibson did not walk away with any Academy Award, not one, even though his film, The Passion of the Christ, was nominated for 3. How did I know? Gee whiz, how did I guess? Now you say, well, Rick, now you don't find a conspiracy under every bed, do you? No, just behind every Academy Award. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if there ever was evidence of a snobbishness and an arrogance and a back of the hand to people like Mel Gibson, it was last night at the Academy Awards, just as I anticipated. All of the glitter and all of the gold and all of that was high and mighty, but the principles of true history and cinematic history were just shoved to almost non-existent status, just as I figured they would be. So, anyway, of course, as I said to Robert J. Herman last Friday, yes, sir, we'll wait and see, but sure enough, my hunch was correct. How did I know? Well, it doesn't take a genius now, does it? All right, that's just one aside on the broadcast tonight. Our number here, by the way, is 800-313-9443. Toll free, 800-313-9443, and I am your host, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, coming to you live from Rhode Island. And by the way, it is snowing right now, ladies and gentlemen, where I am. So it ain't spring yet, and winter's got some time to go. But we'll put that aside and warm your hearts up tonight with much to talk about. We'll be right back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Well, here in Rhode Island, tomorrow, actually tonight at midnight, begins a ban on public smoking. A ban on smoking virtually in all public facilities, except those two in particular that are gambling facilities run by the state, or should we say operated by the state, on private facilities. And of course that happens to be two facilities where gamblers go and wind up in large numbers smoking. And of course we are basically told that these exceptions, among a few others to the law, are because, well, I guess because the state needs the revenue. And I just, for the life of me, could not figure this one out, because I thought that cigarette smoke was harmful no matter where it was and no matter how much smoke there was, that whether it was in a lounge or a regular full restaurant where children are in attendance and so forth, a department store, a mall, and so forth, were just as dangerous as is smoke from a gambling facility or a casino, which we don't yet have, but will have eventually. So you see, immediately, government has set itself up, not only for litigation, which has been promised here, but also for defiance of the law. What we are seeing now is an all-time avalanche of big government, egged on by the federal government, and in many cases by this administration, of conservative George Bush, pushing the states to enact tougher drunk driving laws, tougher cigarette banning laws, and yes, in some cases, even gun control laws. Right here, we're talking about, where I live, of this business of banning smoking, and a number of restaurateurs and people who stand to lose a substantial amount of business, or at least they feel they will, because of this ban on smoking, will indeed go to court and sue. Sue the state and the legislators who passed this infamous piece of legislation. Now, I am not a smoker. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never smoked, and I don't intend to begin to smoke. But what I am is one angry constitutionalist who believes that the government is the enemy, not the cigarette as much as the government, not the gun, but the government, not the problem of automobiles in the wrong hands or the right hands, but the government that seeks to create, quote, peace and safety, unquote. So it's a smoking ban here that will be challenged, and hopefully successfully. And in San Francisco, well, once again, gun control has raised its ugly head. A member of the Board of Supervisors, Chris Daley, has introduced or proposed a ban on handguns in the city, prohibiting any resident from making, buying, or even owning guns. If approved by voters this fall, the ballot measure would give San Francisco the toughest handgun law of any major city in the United States. Now, can you imagine this, ladies and gentlemen? What is being proposed in these United States of America? Taking guns away from law-abiding citizens goes against all that has been learned about our history, our heritage, and, for the practical matter, about reducing violent crime. We have a number of studies now that show that. The absurdity of gun control equaling crime control. If this ban ever should pass, not only would it not stop crime, but according to a recent survey of the National Academy of Sciences, no less, with a deck stacked almost exclusively with gun control advocates, in fact, it probably will make the country far more dangerous. Well, this study that was produced recently by the National Academy of Sciences indeed concluded that it could not detect a solitary gun control regulation that had reduced violent crime, suicide, or even accidents in the United States. But that doesn't stop the gun banners, does it? That doesn't stop the Sarah Brady's or the National Committee to Control Handguns, or the Coalition to Ban Handguns, or any other such organization that feels that the gun is the reason for the crime, that an inanimate object is the reason why America is experiencing an all-time rate of increase in crime, particularly in the urban areas and big cities. Now, what if someone proposed that because in large measure, minorities, and particularly Hispanics, and those who are illegally in the country are showing a rapid and indeed a very large increase in those statistics as being responsible for the crime. And someone proposed that we ban those particular ethnic groups, or ban Hispanics, or banned another group or class of people. I wonder how far that proposal would get. You know it would not get to the ballot. and I'm not proposing it. But you see, I'm suggesting the absurdity of what this nation has been reduced to in the name of peace and safety. Peace and safety. If there's anything else that people today are supposed to want, it is those two words, peace and safety. People fear crime, they fear terror, they fear all of these things that can kill them or make them ill, to say the least. And George Bush comes along and tells us he is our leader. He is going to not only make America safe, but make the world safe, which, of course, is laughable at best. But now we've got councilmen and assemblymen and people like this individual, Chris Daley in San Francisco, who want to make you a criminal if you make or keep or carry a firearm. There is no end to the absurdity, ladies and gentlemen. And quite frankly, as I said in my opening statement, not only is it unconstitutional and immoral and illogical, but what we have on our hands today in this country is reason for a growing disrespect for government, a growing rebellion, a growing antagonism now toward the state. Now, that's not a bad thing, by the way. Our founding fathers said it was a very good thing. Trust not in government. Trust not in politicians. Trust not in bureaucrats and arrogant rulers, but trust in the Almighty as the giver of our liberties, the creator of our liberties, of our God-given liberties, life, the pursuit of property, happiness. These things are interchangeable. Unfortunately, there are those in this country listening to me right now, somebody who's listening somewhere on a radio station, on the internet, wherever you're listening to me, saying they believe in those things. They believe that if we just had one more law, one more restriction, one more prohibition, we would become a safer society. Now, that's absolutely hogwash and nonsense, as I've just shown you through this National Academy of Sciences study. But even if it were to make us a safer society, at what price are we willing to give up our freedom in order to be safe and secure? That is the question I pose to you. Are you willing to give up your freedom, your liberty, that which God has created you with, to the all-powerful state, the state which promises to protect you from everything, from floods to crime to terrorism and the like? Who's willing to do it? I dare say there are some who might not wish to talk about it, but nonetheless, when the going gets rough, their freedom will get going. They'll give it up. They will surrender their liberty, whether it's at the point of a gun or for a mess of pottage. If you want to eat today, you better obey the government. Uncle Sam is here to help you. Hey, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. You buy it? I don't. This is Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. The program is Uncensored Radio Free America on this network, Republic Broadcasting. I'm proud to be here tonight on this Monday night, and I'm happy to be able to talk to you about this issue that is all-consuming and ever-growing, this threat to our freedom and our liberty in the name of peace and safety. Those are the two words the scriptures tell us will signal the end of time as we know it. We'll be right back with your calls right here on Republic Broadcasting. Rick Adams, Uncensored, Radio Free America continues.
You have have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Censored Radio Free America. Our number, if you wish to chime in, is 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams. 800-313-9443. And I'm wondering at what point you will surrender your liberties. You know, it's easy for us to talk now because right now everything is basically okay as we speak. There is rule of law, there is order, there is no breakdown into the anarchy that is currently happening in nations such as Iraq, thanks to this administration's aggression in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we basically are just living lives in America as normal. But what if any day we experience another 9/11, 9/11 Part 2. George Bush and his administration are doing everything they can to bring us to another 9/11. By its foreign policies, its domestic policies, its advocacy of interventionism, the same kind of interventionism that brought about slavery in the past and in World War II. George Bush and his policies are very dangerous, very, very perilous policies aimed at isolating America and making America the most hated nation on earth. Deliberately and intentionally, George Bush is doing this. No question in my mind about it. Now, if in fact The excuse will be because they hate us and they envy our freedom, they are going to attack us again, when in reality, El Cieda will be responsible for another attack on America. We will be forced to make a choice. Will we all sit down and obey the government and do what the government tells us to do, regardless of the Constitution, regardless of the cost of our freedom, or will we fight? Will we maintain the battle lines? I know a lot of people are going to cave in. A lot of people everywhere in this country are going to say, well, you can't fight City Hall. Never mind the government, big government, Washington. Let's just surrender. Let's do what they tell us, because we have to eat, ladies and gentlemen. I know many of you have stored up food for a long time. Dehydrated foods, all kinds of foods. Freeze-dried foods, all kinds of products and guns and everything else, survival kits. How long do you think that's going to last? See, I see the American frontier beginning all over again. I see this multi-pronged attack on our freedom taking place here in America because of the forces of evil that control big government in Washington, that want it that way, that ultimately want chaos, because out of the chaos will come control, as Maxwell Smart would observe, right? You see, order out of chaos is indeed the formula. The new order, the new world order. Just think about this. Think about it. If this measure being proposed in San Francisco by Mr. Daley should pass, residents would be forbidden to keep guns in their homes or businesses. Also outlawed would be the sale, manufacture, and distribution of handguns and ammunition, as well as any transfer of gun licenses. Now, the law would take effect in 2006, and the law-abiding San Franciscans would have about 90 days, 3 months, to surrender their handguns, and that's even far beyond the stringency of the D.C. District of Columbia ban, or even Chicago. At that point, there would be another certainty. San Francisco's handgun prohibition, as noted by the group Gun Owners of America, would only reduce the occupational hazard for criminals. In other words, criminals would have a much easier time accomplishing their crime. Now, you see, this is what I call the enemy within that is destroying America through the ballot box, through democracy, through the vote, trying to vote away your Constitution. And that's the very thing our founding fathers feared most of all, was democracy, the very democracy that George Bush and the neocons and the Zionists are attempting to impose upon the people of Iraq and have imposed on the people of Afghanistan. As they move throughout the Middle East with their plan of conquest for democracy. My friends, Patrick Henry would be rolling over in his grave now as we speak, and so would every other founding father. John Randolph, Benjamin Franklin, all of them. This is an incredibility that we can no longer entertain. All right, it's time to take a break. We'll be right back with Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. You stay tuned because there's much more to come.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Uncensored Radio Free America on the air every weeknight, 9 o'clock Central to 10. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger on Uncensored Radio Free America. All right, our first caller at 1-800-313-9443 is Hugh from Tennessee. Hello, Hugh.
Sir.
How are you?
Do you hear me?
I can hear you very well, sir.
That's great.
What's on your mind, Brother Hugh?
I just wanted to mention the thing of the seatbelt law.
Yes.
Yes, it seems to me that they try to tell you that they think more of you than you do.
Oh, absolutely. Condescending, isn't it? Huh?
Absolutely. That's right. It makes me sick to hear that thing, click it or tick it.
Yeah, yeah.
That you do what we say or else you pay for it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Mussolini couldn't have done a better job.
Right. Absolutely. I don't know. You say so many good things. However, I think you may be quite a bit stronger on acting and movies than I am. I'm not strong on that. I look at that kind of like I do a novel or a fiction book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not for those things. We have enough to do of reality. And I just think acting and whatever is a lot of it is a waste of time because it's not real. It's artificial.
Mm-hmm.
And it just absolutely is not I don't really think that that kind of a life that people live would feed very many people. They don't produce that much, the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, you know, there's the good and the bad, the evil and the righteous, and you have to take the good and throw out the evil. Now, I agree with you, and I would grant you that most of today's mass media, from the media of the moguls in the news to books, novels, and movies, are indeed trash. And that's exactly what they want it to be. They're dumbing us down as a nation. However, having said that, there is an element, and I think Mel Gibson has tried to do that with The Passion of the Christ and tried to get people to realize that there is an element which does strive for the truth, does strive for moral values and trying to bring people up correctly. And that's the sort of thing we don't want to throw out with the bathwater. You know what I'm saying there, Hugh?
Yes, yes, I do know what you're saying, but at the same time,
mm-hmm.
I am strong to think that people do that kind of thing for money.
Of course, everything is done for money, Hugh. I mean, really, the whole world is evolving around this thing called money.
Yes, that's true, but at the same time,
uh-huh.
really all you have to do, in my thinking, is to go to the scripture, and you can get everything that Mel Gibson could teach you.
Oh, I would agree with that. I wouldn't discount that at all.
So I'm just not strong on acting and movies.
I can understand that, and I agree with you. And I appreciate your input on the program, my friend Hugh.
I sure appreciate you. I want you to know.
Thank you. Thank you. Good man. Well, I mean, I know I'm reaching a lot of people in the heart of the Bible Belt, and that's what I appreciate most of all, because I understand that that's what made this country great. And, you know, it's that greatness which is under attack today as never before, I will grant you. You know, we've got this sick music industry. I don't even want to call it music. And this sick educational system. I don't want to call it education. And this sick cultural war, as Pat Buchanan described it a few years back, before he started compromising, this cultural war is really a war of good versus evil and Christ versus Antichrist. And, yeah, I think the river of pollution that we saw last night, and I watched enough of it just to wait to see Gibson's movie totally and completely unrewarded, I think this river of pollution is definitely our downfall. And we have failed. We have failed our children because we have not done anything to stop it. In fact, we do reward it. We do go and we do subscribe. I don't, but I know most people do today. The cable, the satellite, to the movies and so forth. Because they want to be entertained because of the stress of society today. But as the gentleman just pointed out, I appreciate that statement. We are a nation today that is illiterate morally, spiritually, and bankrupt because we don't spend enough time with family in the scriptures, and we don't spend enough time reading the good book and living by it. Or we give it lip service, and we talk piety and platitudes and all of that. And this is where the conservatives make me absolutely sick. The so-called conservatives in Washington, the so-called conservative senators and congressmen who say they're so moral and claim to be so righteous. And you can include Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and the rest of them there, and then supporting all of the evils of this administration, all of the evils of big government, all of the paternalistic state, no child left behind. You can see them supporting the interference with the churches and all of the federal government's courting of religion because they think they can get away with it. They can compromise with these values. They can play with the devil and not get burned, not get a little pitchfork in them. Well, I'm afraid it's not that way. It's not going to work. If you compromise with freedom, one person once said, it's freedom that loses. And that's true. What is the basis of our freedom? Our freedom does not exist in a moral vacuum, I'm afraid. And I'm one of those that does believe that we are more free when we adhere to the prohibitions and the absolutes of the Creator. Because there is no such thing as absolute freedom. But we're losing our nation and our freedom because we have abandoned those truths and absolutes. We think we're smarter than God. And indeed, when the government proposes more seatbelts, more gun control, smoking bans to make us healthy, while at the same time promoting abortion on demand, legalizing it, and then expecting taxpayers to pay for it, there is something wrong with that picture. I mean, you just can't have it both ways at the same time. Who's kidding whom? It's not about peace and safety. It's not about our health. It's about control. When you see Fidel Castro telling us that his nation is doing exactly what we're doing here in the United States, banning smoking, that ought to tell you something, my friends. The little tyranny island nation, Cuba, emulating, or maybe inspiring, the so-called free world to enact bans on smoking. Castro wants a healthy nation. You see, he believes in health. Didn't you know that? He's concerned with making your life more healthy. In prison. In a slave camp. In a concentration camp. Well, what's the difference between George Bush and Fidel Castro on that level? As I told you a couple of weeks ago, we had a young student here, where I come from, in New England, who won an award for his three-dimensional artwork equating George Bush's policies with Hitler. Let me tell you something. Hitler never dreamed of getting away with what this government is getting away with today, as far as I'm concerned. He was a piker. A piker in comparison. When this government gets through with us and takes us right through the forest of tyranny from A to Z and makes us literally a straitjacketed soul in our own homes, if there will be on our own homes, it will be far beyond anything we've seen in the past. Now, you might not see people being lined up today to be shot on the street. People in concentration camps, not yet. That day will come, I think. At the rate we're going, and the kind of legislation that has been passed in this country following 9/11, we are well on the road to tyranny. And George Bush is pushing us all the way. Dick Cheney, Condi Rice, Paul Wolfowitz, John Ashcroft, and now Michael Chertoff and Homeland Security. All of these things, from gun control, smoking bans, seat belts, these are just the beginning to make us safe. Boy, it awfully sounds familiar, does it not, huh? I think so. Too familiar. Too familiar, ladies and gentlemen. It's happened before in history. We talked about the Roman Empire last week and how we are emulating that history of 2,000 years ago. Almost right to a T. Policies that brought about the fall of Rome are now in place in America today. And not only America, but across Europe with the unification of Europe and the EU. By the way, the new constitution of the European Union omits references to God, the Creator. You want to be as politically correct, you see, as possible. So once God is out of the picture, here and there and everywhere. Well, we don't have to worry about where our freedom comes from, because as Castro will say, freedom comes from the state. The state can grant you freedom, and of course, if it can grant you freedom, the state can most certainly take it away. Right? Absolutely. 800-313-9443 is our number. 800-313-9443. Rather somber thoughts on this early part of the week, a Monday. We like to talk about anything that's on your mind. You don't have to just talk about what I'm talking about, but I thought tonight we would spend time on this broadcast in this hour talking about what really constitutes freedom and what really constitutes tyranny. We are not the product of evolution, ladies and gentlemen. We are the product of a creator who created all life, all living matter, from all non-living matter. The evolution can't explain that. Evolution has no answers, only questions. We are the product of a creator who created us and this planet and this universe far beyond our comprehensive abilities to understand it and our limited mindlessness. We think we can play God, and now we're trying to do that with embryonic research, cloning of embryonic cells, stem cell research in children or aborted children. Now, let me tell you, when man starts playing God, that's exactly the time that God is going to step in and show him who's boss. We are on the verge of a Frankensteinian society today as never before that I can see in our history. And what are we doing about it? We're sliding down that slippery slope of tyranny. Let's take another call from Bob. Hello, Bob in Texas. How are you?
Rick, I'm in total agreement with you.
You are?
Yeah, you know,
Oh, boy. Everybody agrees. There's somebody out there that must disagree.
Well, you know what, man? I completely left the system about 15 years ago because I got to the point where I said, you know, I'm either for this or I'm against it. And if I'm against it, why am I supporting it? And if I'm supporting it, I'm just as bad as the guys doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's because of my religious beliefs, it's because I'm a Christian, and I can't serve two gods.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that pays taxes to this government is trying to serve two gods.
Mm-hmm.
They're a liar, they're a fraud, and they're killing people by proxy. And I just ain't going to be one of them.
Now, how did you withdraw from the system? What do you mean by that, my friend?
I filed every document under the sun with every government agency in this country to tell them that I was doing pretty much what they did when they did the Declaration of Independence. I notified both houses of Congress and every office of the federal government, most of the state offices, that I wasn't going to participate in any of their fraud anymore, period. And I haven't since. It's been 15 years.
I'd be interested to know, Bob, what kinds of responses did you get, if any?
I got a response from Social Security.
How did I know?
they told me I couldn't.
Oh.
And just recently, I've gone to Social Security with a 521 form just to check it out and make sure I was withdrawn from it. And they tried to enter my old number in their machine, and there's no record. So I have withdrawn. And, you know, it's just like this. You know, all these people that talk about how they are Christians and they're believers, what do they believe? You know, they believe that the government's going to take care of them when they get old, or do they believe that God's going to take care of them?
That's right.
You know, we kid ourselves along, and we're so lukewarm, and we worship God with our lips until, you know, when there's a little pressure put on, we fold like a cheap suit.
You're absolutely right. That's what I said earlier tonight. Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. Right now we got the good life. We look on the TV, and we look at what's going on the other side of the world, but, hey, as long as it isn't happening here, we don't have to make those decisions, do we?
You know something, Rick? I did a lot of study on the Mark of the Beast.
Yes.
And I finally determined that it didn't matter if that Social Security number was the Mark of the Beast or if it was just a precursor to it. If I couldn't put a stop to it right now,
mm-hmm.
then I'd never be able to. When they really put the pressure on and say, okay, well, do you have one or not? If you don't have one, we're going to cut your head off. It'd be a lot harder to quit then than it would be now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like exercise. It's like getting used to it before it actually comes down.
Yeah.
Is to say, okay, you know, I'm going to be ready. You know, and it's just like I was talking to Peter, and I said, he said, what do you do when people show up at your door? I said, you shoot them. And he goes, well, you can't just shoot them. I go, yeah, if you shoot 20 or 30 of them, maybe the number 31 will say, you know, maybe I should get a job at the fire department or the post office. Maybe this IRS job ain't such a good job.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying. You know, and maybe they would get the point that the American people are fed up with supporting preemptive wars and all of these restrictions on our freedoms. You know, this is, and you know what? We keep talking about Arabs committing this 9/11. I don't think Arabs did commit it.
No, I agree. And Bob, can you stay with us a couple of more minutes?
Sure.
Stay where you are. We're going to take a break. I'm Rick Adams, the program Uncensored Radio, Free America. We'll be right back.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm your host, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We're still speaking here with Bob, and Bob, you're from Texas, right?
Yes, sir.
Great. You know, Bob, you have warmed my heart tonight a little bit because you're the kind of person that I admire. You are the Davy Crockett of this age, you know. You are the Daniel Boone and Patrick Henry. Give me liberty or give me death. Those words today to most Americans almost seem like a bad joke.
Well,
realize
you know,
that?
Other people notice, you know, I live in a small town in Texas, and everybody here knows I don't have a driver's license or I don't have any ID.
Mm-hmm.
I know who I am,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that, you know, I need to carry ID to remind myself. But all the judges here, all the cops, they all know right where I stand. I don't hide anything from anybody. I'm right up front about it. And I just felt like this. I'm 54 years old. I'm a Vietnam vet. And I didn't go over there and for a year so I could come back here and have to ask permission to go somewhere from the government.
Exactly.
And feel like I'm locked up in a prison inside my own country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my feelings got to this point right here, Rick. I said, you know, if I'm free, then leave me alone. If I'm not free, then try to lock me up. But quit lying to me.
Absolutely well put. Thank you for your call, Bob.
Hey, thanks for being on the air.
I appreciate it. Please call again.
I sure will.
Well, you see, I love that kind of call because that proves to me that not all is dead in America today. Not everyone is going to lay down and play dead for the bureaucrats and the FedGov and all of the tyrants from Washington right on down to your local community. I was talking about San Francisco and this attempt to ban guns again. You know, we saw that with the death of, was it Moscone there, Mayor Moscone? And we saw that in Mayor White and what happened in the late 70s and early 80s. And I look at all of the incidents of people defending themselves with guns, like this manager of a hardware store in Minneapolis who was unnamed, but he was the manager of the Camden hardware store, locking up the store when he saw a car that he didn't recognize parked nearby. And he suspected someone was up to no good, so he tried to run to his truck, but was intercepted by a gun-wielding robber. When the robber pointed a gun at his head and demanded money, this manager, pulled his own gun out and started shooting, hitting the robber. The robber was wounded. He managed, however, to get back into his truck and flee. Well, the police later arrested him and his two accomplices who were in the car or the truck with the suspect when they sought treatment at a hospital. Of course, the manager was not injured. Thank God he was carrying a gun. And he won't face charges, by the way, nor should he. This is the real America that we know about, that we learn about in the history books. Law-abiding people defending themselves and helping to defend their own country by doing so. Some bureaucrat, some judge, some would-be Mussolini or Joe Stalin will come along and say, we're going to make you safe. Give us your freedom. Give us your liberty. Not this, people. No, sir. Absolutely, because freedom isn't free. And our freedom wasn't won with a registered gun. Well, tomorrow night, I think, we've got a guest coming on, a professor. Professor Beeman is going to tell us about what we don't have to fear from Iran, but maybe what we have to fear from Washington. We'll be speaking with that professor tomorrow night or Wednesday night on the program. Meanwhile, the program's over. It went by so fast tonight, as it always does. I'm Rick Adams, and we'll be back with Uncensored Radio Free America again tomorrow night, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And until then, remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.